This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Helping ag with clean trucks. May Farm Bill markup, quote, without a doubt. And Senate Republicans move on Farm Bill. A bill to help ag transition to clean trucks. Assemblymember Esmerando Soria of Merced has filed a measure to establish an assistance program for small ag operations transitioning to cleaner trucks. The bill proposes incentive funding for the program, but does not detail an amount. It would also provide technical assistance for small businesses, helping them navigate the various local, state, and federal clean air mandates. According to the bill, the state's aggressive timelines for replacing aging heavy-duty vehicles is, quote, not economically viable for many owner-operators and owners of small fleets, including seasonal agriculture operators. Soria notes the shortfalls with electric trucks on the market and the inadequate infrastructure in rural regions to support electric or hydrogen-powered trucks. The Assembly Transportation Committee will take up the measure next week. On that note, the Air Resources Board is facing more litigation over its Advanced Clean Fleets rule. As with many lawsuits against the state, industry groups contend the sales ban on diesel engine violates interstate commerce laws. The plaintiffs, the American Free Enterprise Chamber of Commerce, the Associated Equipment Distributors, are all arguing CARB does not have the authority to enforce ACF until U.S. EPA signs off on a federal waiver. The complaint cites technological shortfalls with battery electric and fuel cell trucks and argues that more companies will leave the state rather than comply. The California Trucking Association sued CARB in October over ACF along similar grounds. You can read more about the hurdles to gaining exemptions to the state's diesel ban and the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. GT, I found a way to fund commodity programs. In an exclusive interview with AgriPulse, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Glenn Thompson, says he's found a way to fund changes in Farm Bill commodity programs, and he says he intends to move the legislation next month. He said, quote, without a doubt, we will mark up a farm bill out of committee before Memorial Day. He declined to detail the funding mechanism he's identified, but he said, quote, it's going to allow us to do what we know needs to be done in terms of safety net issues. Thompson said no money would be shifted into the commodity program from the nutrition title or from Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding, quote, anything that we do there will not be used for the safety net. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Senate Republicans make their farm bill move. Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee are upping the ante on crop insurance. The Farmer Act, led by Senator John Hovind of North Dakota, would raise premium subsidies on 85% crop insurance coverage from 53% to 63%. The proposal is intended to counter Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow's proposal to offer all farmers a version of the high subsidy tax policy for cotton growers that doesn't allow farmers to enroll the same acreage in Farm Bill commodity programs. Backers of the proposal make clear they aren't willing to trade higher premium subsidies for an increase in price loss coverage or reference prices. We need to address reference prices, absolutely, Hovind told reporters. Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, the ranking member on the committee, said all the tools that the farmers have in their toolbox, quote, need to be up to date. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA challenges dairy industry's WIC concerns. USDA is pushing back on concerns of the dairy industry about changes to foods eligible for the WIC Nutrition Assistance Program. USDA finalized regulations yesterday, cutting the amount of milk and dairy products available through the program. But the department says it expects more dairy products will be purchased through WIC because of projected increases in participation. Industry groups representing fresh produce and frozen foods say the updated benefits to fruit and vegetables will improve consumption and overall nutrition. The National WIC Association, which represents public health and nutrition assistance agencies, also is applauding the changes, citing recent survey results that found access to fruits and vegetables is the top reason participants join the program. Take note. USDA also says WIC participants have only been redeeming benefits for 2 to 4 gallons of milk each month, fewer than the 4 to 6 gallons allotted. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Lunchables at school targeted by consumer group. Consumer Reports is calling on USDA to remove Lunchables from the National School Lunch Program after its testing found high levels of sodium and chemicals in some kits. USDA allows 2 types of Lunchables, turkey and cheddar cracker stackers, and an extra cheesy pizza to be served through the school lunch program. Recent tests conducted by Consumer Reports found lead, cadmium, or both in store-bought Lunchables and similar products from Armor Lunch Makers, Good and Gather, Greenfield Natural Meat Company, and Oscar Mayer. One or both of the chemicals were found in all kits, but none exceeded the federal limit on lead or cadmium. CR also says Lunchable kits made for schools contain up to 930 milligrams of sodium, which is over quarter to half of a child's recommended daily intake. Kraft Heinz said in a statement, "All our foods meet strict safety standards that we happily feed to our own families. We are proud of Lunchables and stand by the quality and integrity that goes into making them." Finally, here's today's He Said It. Yet again, we are seeing meritless attacks not grounded in facts. That's California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who filed a motion to intervene in a court case to defend U.S. EPA's strict particulate matter standards. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.